Hello, everybody. Cal Banyan, Cal Banyan's Hypnosis, etc. Back once again with Meredith Locker. And you know what? I tell you what, I'm so excited to have Meredith with us again. We came up with a question or two in the last podcast. We said, oh, let's save that for another podcast because we can go into much more detail and really, give it more of a fair discussion. So, hey, let me tell you about Meredith. Meredith, she is, I think, one of the most important women in the field of hypnotism today. And she's been a speaker at the Solid Gold Weekend for the National Guild of Hypnotists. She's a speaker for the upcoming National Guild of Hypnotists Convention. She's a dear friend of mine. She's a master hypnotist, five-path certified hypnotherapist, master's degreed professional. How you doing, Meredith?
I'm doing so good. Excited to get into this topic. We gave you guys a little teaser before.
Hey, let's rock and roll.
Now we can do it. Yay! So I want to make sure you guys know who Cal is. Cal has written several books. He's gotten article after article after article out there into the world. He has really completely, single-handedly brought hypnosis to an entirely new level. He continues to train the top of the profession, and he's certainly the one that brought us Five Path, which is just a powerful, advanced process for change. Beautiful. If you don't know about it, check it out. Fivepath.com, right, Cal?
Hey, what was that Maureen was telling you about? Someone called that was trained at some other yuckity yuck place, and they all they do is they read read scripts. That's not a hypnotist. That's a scriptnotist. And when they failed with their client, the client demanded their money back. What did that hypnotherapist say, Meredith?
He said, you should go see Cal Banyan.
That's right.
Yeah, because you know what? Cal gets change. He gets change for clients. He creates change for clients each and every time because he has a system that works, that he created over years of working with clients and seeing what didn't work and seeing what did work. And with trial and error, eventually fine-tuned the beautiful process of Five Path that I use today. And I get change and effect change in every single client I work with because I use this process. So absolutely, put down those scripts. There's a time and a place for a good script, but really that's not what affects change. It's a process, a powerful process that actually renovates the mind instead of just putting material in that bounces right off. Right, Cal?
That's right. Hey, you know, I was just kind of kidding around, being a little bit mean. I'm going to have a little compassion for this individual, but I'm a little bit confused. I mean, how can you say, hey, now that you failed with me, go see Cal? Why doesn't that individual just come, take the course? It could be the Week of Power course that we're doing at the National Guild of Hypnotists in August, or it could be, go through the whole certification course and learn it from the ground up. And I agree with you, there is a time for scripts, but it's just like one tool in your toolbox. But I feel sorry for those scriptnotists where their whole toolbox is just page after page after page of scripts. We could do much better than that, but of course, those who are watching this show are in the know. Yeah. Hey, one more thing I want to talk about. You know, every time I do this, I think about, I just want to say hello to all you folks who are watching the video in 2022, 10 years from now. And I want to say especially hello to you folks out there who are watching this video in the year 2112. Because I know that hypnosis is so cool that 10 years, 100 years from now, people are going to be interested watching videos, reading books about hypnosis because hypnosis as a topic is evergreen. Oh, one more thing. You know, I just can go on and on. That's why Cal can do Cal-only episodes. I know it's much better when we have L. Ron, we have Meredith, but I want to say one more thing. As I said in last podcast, let's get this kind of training into colleges, universities. If you're a college professor out there or you are a member of the administration of a college or university and you're thinking, how could I distinguish my psychology program, my counseling program, my social work program or related program, nursing, from all the other colleges out there? Guess what? Nobody is teaching hypnotherapy and hypnosis, and particularly not at this level, at the college or university. Let's do it, and let's do it together. Let's do great things together. Right, Meredith?
Coffee cheers to that, Cal.
Hey,
yes.
You got it. All right.
I literally just cheers to you and drank, so it's going to happen.
Let's get it iced. You know, in 2022 or 2112, you know what they're going to say? Gosh, was there really a time when this wasn't normal in universities? They're just going to look back and say, I can't believe there was a time when this stuff wasn't being taught in colleges and universities. So I love the time capsule that these videos are.
Yeah, you know, Cal, there was a time when people thought that the world was flat.
That's true. Or that the sun went around the earth and all that kind of stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. So anything else, Cal, before we get into it?
I'm done ranting and raving.
I kind of briefly threw out there a topic in the last podcast, and it's a kind of a topic that I think it's fun to dive into and get a lot more detail and a lot more understanding around it, since there's just so... if you will, of a course, and then within that there's just all these little worlds within it, and this particular statement is so powerful, and I really thought it would be fun to dig into it and why to use it, what it is and what it does, and when to use it, and really get the tips, tricks and techniques. I always trip up on that one. Too many T's. From Cal about how to use this. And so what I'm talking about here is I've changed because now I know, and I've changed because now I feel. And there's a variety of ways you can say that, but that's just kind of the basic there. So, Cal, what would you like to start to talk about with regard to that statement or those statements?
See, I didn't want to spend just 2 minutes on this because it's so big. Now, five pathers do insight-based work, insight-based therapy, if you will. And what that means is we're going to take people through a process where they're going to have that aha experience, that epiphany, that change. And this is so powerful because, and it could be, particularly we'll see it, not particularly, but an easy example is age regression. Well, someone has a problem. We bring up the emotion or the symptom or the cognition or whatever it is associated with the problem, and we're going to take them back, regress them through time. And they take them back, and probably the first place they go to is a subsequent sensitizing event. And we keep drilling back until we get to the ISE, past the SPE, if there is such one, symptom-producing event, all the way back to that ISE. We confirm the ISE 6-7 ways. Then we take them before the ISE, we do the informed child work. We'll say, let's say we've regressed them back to 4 years old. And they're thinking, oh my gosh, there's something wrong with me. My mom doesn't love me. I'm not as good as my brother. Whatever it is. And then I'll say, be grown up. And I'll talk to the grown up aspect to the individual and I'll say, boy, it'd be nice if you knew then what you know now. I want you to think about all the things you've learned about blah, 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 blah since then. I go, and they'll go, yeah, I wish I did. And I say, well, what is it? And they say, well, I wish I would have known this. I wish I would have known that. And I say, beautiful. The moment count from three back to one. We're going to go back to that four-year-old before this event happened, that very first event, and we're going to tell him what you wish you would have known then. We go back there. We inform that little one, hey, there's nothing wrong with you, whatever the truth of the situation is. And the kid goes, wow. And I say, do you believe, grown-up? Yes, I do. Good. So then there's been this shift. When the insight happened, it forces the subconscious mind into a state of reorganization about how he or she believes about him or herself, about the world, about the relationship with the other significant person that's involved in that event. And just everything just goes into this mass shift. And it can be kind of amorphous, shapeless. And so what I'll do is I'll say, put an ending on this. I've changed because now I know. And they'll say, boom, what they know now. And then what happens is that crystallizes into a belief in the subconscious mind, and it's permanent. Once they say, I've changed because now I know, boom. And they state the insight. Now it's something that they believe. Beliefs are protected by the protective part of the subconscious mind, and it will not shift. Then I say, I've changed because now I feel. And that lets me know about the emotional component. Like, for example, before they might have been fearful when they thought they're not good enough, they're not loved, and all that kind of stuff. I say, put an ending on this. I've changed because now I feel. And when they say, because now I feel, and they'll say, I feel safe, I feel secure, I feel loved, then what that does, so amazing. You know, so many times as the adult, we might say, yeah, I know I'm as good as everybody. You might think that, but you don't feel that. So many things about our beliefs and our feelings are not in alignment. We think this thing, but we feel this thing. And when I have them say, I've changed because now I know, I've changed because now I feel, it causes a shift of bringing thinking and feeling into alignment like that, and it just becomes so powerful. And then what we can do is we can run them through the ISC again as it really happened. We can have them reinforce that change by saying, beautiful, put an ending on this. I've changed because now I know. And they put an ending on it. I've changed because now I feel. And they put an ending on it. So then that reinforces it, makes it even stronger. And then what we can do is, after that's all done, I can do a variation on that. And I can say, tell grown up, as I've changed, you changed, because I am you, I live inside of you, where all your feelings come from. And it transfers the change from that deep inner child to the adult. And to check that and to reinforce it, I'll say, okay, grown up, repeat after me. I've changed because now I know. And they put that, and once they say it, then what happens is it's not only just the child that has changed, but my client in the grown-up here and now state transfers that belief to the here and now. And I'll say, beautiful, now put an ending on this. I've changed because now I feel. And it helps to make sure that that realignment process that happened in the child applies to the grown-up also. And here's where it really gets good. And then after I merge them, I always say, and you do feel good, don't you? Smile. And then they go, yes, I do. And I say, good, repeat after me. I've changed because now I know. And they put that ending on it. I've changed because now I feel. And they put that ending on it. And what we did then is we've transferred the change from the hypnotic state into the normal waking suggestibility state or normal waking consciousness. Because so what we did is step by step. This is what's cool about having a system. You know what you're going to do next. That's the advantage that the five pathers have over everybody else, is that when you know what you're going to do next, you can have a plan. See, and this is a perfect example of why five path works with fears, phobias, habits, addictions, sports, whatever it is that we're working with, is because we can apply that technique and the other techniques we use in Five Path to any, just about anything that our client could bring in. You want to add anything to that, Meredith?
Well, what I wanted to start digging into is kind of the caveats and the yeah buts and the what ifs and kind of when to do it differently and exactly like how often and all of that. So nothing more to add so far to what you're saying, but I want to dig a little deeper.
Okay, let me say, do you use that system with clients?
Yes.
Good. So let's start talking about some variation.
Okay. So now I know that I've watched some of your videos and I've seen some of your actual work with clients, and I think the assumption is that is used just in the informing child technique. But maybe not necessarily used as you are going back through the subsequent sensitizing events on the way back to bringing them back to where they are now, after you've resolved the initial sensitizing event. But I've seen you use it at multiple steps along the way in the regression process, yes?
Absolutely. I can use it in the SSEs. Okay, so here I am back in the past, and I've done the informed child work, and now I can go through the SSEs, bumping back up to now, and anytime I want to strongly reinforce the changes happen, I can do that again. And also, as Meredith knows, we don't just use this in age regression. right?
Yeah, absolutely. Any single one of the phases in 5-Path.
Yeah. So talk a little bit about how we would, now that you're here, I should probably use you as much as I can. Why don't you tell me a little bit about how we would apply that to like forgiveness of others or forgiveness of self?
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, essentially there are all kinds of insights that are going to be happening once the client is going through the different parts of the forgiveness work. And so what I do is just whenever I've noticed that an insight has occurred, I mean, I don't do it constantly, but when a significant insight has occurred, that's when I'm going to take advantage of having them say the I've changed because now I know. And that can happen at different points in the forgiveness process. So most of the time in the forgiveness of others, which is phase three of the 5-Path system, you know, most of the time it's going to happen after they have stepped into the role of the offender, because that's often where most of the insights come from, is stepping into that role. So at some point after that, when I feel it's appropriate, then I'm going to use that. Do you have more to add to that, Cal?
Well, yeah, as soon as we've... So you're doing forgiveness of others. There's a reason why they forgave them. It might be because they understand that the person grew up a certain way and it was inevitable. They might forgive them because they found out that they were really sorry that they did that, or they regretted that they did that. This, look at our video on the 10 keys to forgiveness. And it will, those are all the reasons. And so when we say to the client, after they've done the forgiveness, I've changed because now I know, that makes that insight as to why they forgave this person crystallized. And then what we're going to do say is, and now that I've changed because now that I feel, they will notice the very significant and powerful shift that's occurred because of the forgiveness at the feeling level. And again, bringing it into alignment, what they think and what they feel. And so then we can just segue into the direct suggestion for whatever they came in for. Good.
Yeah, and then often I'll have them say it again after the direct suggestion. So, you know, closing out whichever phase I'm in, go into the direct suggestion. Then just before emerging them, I'm going to have them do it again, and then emerge them and do it again.
Yes, and another thing that, and I know you're dying to talk about this, but we're trying to keep it as simple as possible for the podcast, but the client may have many different insights, or they may change how they feel in more than one way. You want to discuss that, Meredith?
Yeah, so sometimes, you know, different clients are very different. Sometimes you'll have them, you know, put an ending on it, and they'll say, I've changed because now I know, and they'll list a long list of insights. Some people are very thorough, and are also, their brains work in a way where they're able to kind of keep track of a lot of them at once, and so they'll do that. Other people are very simple and will give you just one very simple answer, and then you may need to say, good, put another ending on it, and have them do it again. And sometimes I'll have to do that, you know, several times for them to really get the bulk of the insights that occurred there.
Exactly. Good. Yeah. Anything else?
Well, and I do want to say that there certainly are those clients who maybe it's not their natural skill to communicate. Maybe they're just kind of a naturally quieter person or simpler person, or maybe not even quite a fully insightful person. And they don't connect the dots as well for whatever reason. Our brains all work a little differently. So, you know, some people need a little more coaching with that, wouldn't you say, Cal?
You know, I think you're really getting to an important point. It's getting very deep in this particular podcast. So sometimes the hypnotherapist will say, you go, you've changed because now I know. And if they struggle with that, I go, gosh, I remember growing up saying that you are lovable, that there's nothing wrong with you. Is that something you can now say, you know? Yes, I do. And how does that make you feel? And they say, well, I feel relieved. Okay, what was let go? My fear. And when you let go of fear, how do you feel? Safe? I go, yeah, good. Put an ending on it. I've changed because now I know. And they say it. Change because now I feel. So don't be afraid to do a little coaching. Some people are more verbal than other people. Some people, like Meredith and I, right? And some people are more insightful than other people. And also, we do 5-Path with children, and they're not always as insightful. They're usually not as insightful as someone who's been on this earth 40 years or 50 years or more. All right.
Yeah. The other thing I find is that sometimes people just get tired because depending on how kind of in the flow of the process they can be focusing so hard through the work that they kind of tap themselves out sometimes towards the end when you go to say it. And so they kind of shortcut it just because they're tired of focusing. And so sometimes you do have to kind of nudge them a little bit more, kind of like you're in the home stretch. You don't necessarily say that, but that's kind of where you're coming from. And, you know, kind of help them to help themselves a little bit more in that moment. Certainly don't be afraid to, but it's exactly why you have to be really in it and really there with your client and present so that you're prepared for anything, prepared for whatever comes, not kind of over there filing your nails, just expecting them to, you know, come up with the brilliant ending to that sentence. They very well may need your support, and you need to be there with the insights ready to help coach them into being able to verbalize that.
Exactly. Oh, you're so good. I'm so glad I got you as a co-host.
I'm so glad to be here. It's fun.
Hey, if you're in that Los Angeles area and you want to do Five Path with someone that really knows what they're doing, I want you to consider Meredith Locker, because I just don't know anyone in the LA area that could surpass her skills. Hey, can we wrap it up?
We can wrap it up. So thank you guys so much for tuning in. Please send your questions, your comments, your feedback to me directly if you'd like. Meredith at yourpathhypnosis.com. My website is yourpathhypnosis.com if you want to check that out. And you can certainly also post them just down there on calbanion.com. There's a few boxes you can fill out to post feedback and questions. And you can also go to the Ask Cal group in ourhypnospace.com, a really fantastic place. You can find us on the web and in Facebook, facebook.com/hypnosisetc, hypnosis, etc. All kinds of ways you can get to us. Please do. We really want to create more of a community and continue to become the best of the best in the profession. This is Meredith Locker signing off.
Thank you, Meredith. Okay, everybody. Thank you so much for watching our little hypnosis show. And please, if you find this of value, post us on the forums, post us on the different groups, post it on your Facebook page. Get the word out there, because that way we can do great things together, lift this profession together, and as always, leave us a comment because we want to hear from you. All right, that's it. Cal signing off.
This recording is a property of Cal Banyan and the Banyan Hypnosis Center for Training and Services, Incorporated. All rights reserved, for private use only, may not be duplicated without permission. For contact information, go to www.hypnosiscenter.com.